from KQED.
Ahead of a court-ordered deadline today, LA Unified and its teachers' union hammered out a historic agreement. The state's largest school district is now the only school district in California in a position to use student test scores to help evaluate teacher performance. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has the story.
LA Unified School Superintendent John Dacey has battled the district's teachers' union to use student test scores in teacher evaluations ever since he was hired 2 years ago. He says the deal marks a significant breakthrough, not only for his district, but for California.
So we're able to make progress. It might be slower than some would like, including myself, but we are making that progress and making that progress in a way that both honors collective bargaining and is serving students.
That's because student test scores will be used as one measure to determine whether a teacher is doing a good job. Evaluations would ultimately be based on a mix of individual and school-wide testing data, such as attendance, graduation, and suspension rates. Warren Fletcher is president of LA's Teachers Union. He says using a wide array of data is the right way to go. Teachers had resisted using test scores as the only measure of their performance.
As a profession, we always want to get better at what we do. And so just as other parts of California may be able to get some good ideas from what we've agreed to, we can learn from other parts of California as well, and we're eager to do so.
Last November, a nonprofit education group sued the district for not using student test scores in employee evaluations. A judge sided with that group and forced LA Unified and its teachers union to reach an agreement on the issue by today. Now LA joins cities like Chicago in using this data. National education historian Diane Ravitch praises the deal, calling it one of the most sophisticated evaluation agreements. She says test scores alone don't tell the whole story.
Just because students' test scores don't rise doesn't mean their teachers are bad. The kids may have all kinds of problems. They may, come from desperate poverty, and they may not attend school regularly. You really have to know what the situation is.
The Los Angeles Unified School Board still needs to vote on the issue, and members of the district's teachers union still need to ratify the agreement. All of that should take place by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.